This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Online classes will continue for the Lodge School this week. More people are presenting to the island's homeless shelter with mental illnesses. The probation department voices concern over an increased number of youth in the criminal justice system. St. Lucia has recorded over 10 cases of leprosy so far this year, and a drone attack has killed three U.S. service members near the Jordan-Syria border. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Online classes will continue for students and teachers of the Lodge School this week. The Ministry of Education issued a statement explaining that it is to allow the two cleaning companies hired to complete the work to do so as soon as possible. Last week, classes at the school resumed after cleaning was done, but the teaching staff expressed dissatisfaction and walked off the job. Following an environmental assessment, the ministry determined that further cleaning was required. An increasing number of people are presenting to the island's lone homeless shelter with mental illnesses. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness says it is not fully equipped to deal with such cases and is calling for greater measures to assist these individuals. President of the Alliance, Kimar Safri, explained that a number of people who were on medication for mental illnesses but stopped taking them for various reasons were eventually put out by relatives. He says that amidst the growing issue of homelessness locally, this matter is causing more problems.
Some persons have not been on medication for almost 5 years. These persons also stop from going to psychiatric because of the side effects. Some people complain that when they take the medication, they can't walk, they can't speak, it slows them down. And so they have taken the chance in not taking the medication and then going on with life. I have a case on point where I had a gentleman that was in the shelter, I think over a year or two. He was a gym work. He did everything we told him to do. But then one day he just got up out of his bed and took a big rock and threw it through the glass door of the shelter. When the police came and all of that, it was like, hey, there's a certified madman here. We found out he was not taking his medication for that length of time with psychiatric. But we didn't know that because we don't have all the information. He was working along with us and then he just tripped one day.
Mr. Safri wants a formal system in place where they can have access to information to assist those mentally ill people before things get out of hand. He proposes a memorandum of understanding between the Alliance and the psychiatric hospital.
When we call for information to get further assessment, obviously psychiatric would not share certain information with us because of the confidentiality between the individual and the hospital. And we are saying that we need to create a stronger alliance there. We would like to know what the person's condition is, what type of medication the person is on, so that we too can help. Because oftentimes, if the person has to be medicated and we are working with the community of nurses, we are able to tell the community of nurses, hey, we have a man here that needs to have medication, and oftentimes the mental will bring it. But if you don't have that relationship and you call for information, you are putting the organization, its staff, its clients at risk.
President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. Several parents with autistic children are calling for greater action to be taken to improve the lives of those living with autism. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday, one parent called for earlier interventions to help these children. She also raised concern that these children were being forgotten in the education system.
12 years ago, there was a one-year wait list at the AC Graham Center. My son was diagnosed at 2. He's now 6. He's still waiting. Luckily, I've been able to get him therapies privately, but there's a term called early intervention, and many of these kids are being forgotten because they're not getting that early intervention. There's no number for the number of kids with autism in Barbados, which is ridiculous. How could we not have a number? How can we plan? How can we make a reform when we don't know the number of kids that need specific help?
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey gave the assurance that plans are in place to assist.
I know, for example, in conversations with the minister, we know that we have to do more for children who are autistic. I know they're going back to early testing. There was a time when every child in Barbados was tested. For some reason, this has stopped. And they need to do that testing because somebody also made the point that early testing is really the most important component in dealing with this. So I know those changes are coming in education.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey. Chief Probation Officer of the Probation Department Denise Agard has raised concerns about the growing number of youth in the criminal justice system. Ms. Agard gave remarks at the Community Pillars Mentorship Program Appreciation Ceremony at the Radisson Aquatica Resort over the weekend.
The over-representation of youth within the criminal justice system is a considerable health and public safety issue for Barbados and a growing source of community concern. The dearth of key relationships within a community is evidenced by increased offending behavior of youth. Research within the Caribbean indicates that youth are more likely to be the perpetrators and victims of certain types of violence. Violence that is directly correlated with early adolescent problem behaviors and a lack of propensity to offend or commit violence.
Ms. Agard says mentorship programs help provide support and guidance to the youth.
The constructive employment of structured mentoring brings about change in functioning that has been shown significantly to reduce public burdens for adjudication and detention. Mentoring is also recommended as a humanitarian mechanism to promote youth welfare and positive development, directly assisting young people themselves by enabling vulnerable persons to better cope with and address inadequate support structures in many arenas, including family, education, and employment.
That's Chief Probation Officer of the Probation Department, Denise Agard. Barbados should see fewer drought conditions this year as compared to the period from January to May of last year. This was the report given by the Chief of Applied Meteorology and Climatology at the Caribbean Institute for Meteorology and Hydrology, Adrian Trotman. Mr. Trotman states that there's no major concern regarding drought for the first 5 months of this year, but advises caution.
No drought in the dry season is a very good thing, meaning that we should we're probably getting in the Eastern Caribbean close to what we normally get between right now, January to May 2024. We typically at this time get less than we do during the other part of the year when we start our June to November hurricane and wet season in this part of the globe. So conservation is still key, but when it comes to anything abnormal for this time of the year, we probably won't be having any abnormally low rainfall. And in fact, I think some of you might say January might be turning out already to be a month where you're not necessarily going to get abnormally low rainfall. And it should persist in the Eastern Caribbean all the way down to May.
He is, however, telling Barbadians to look out for another warm year. The National Council on Substance Abuse will be releasing the findings of its yearly report, which analyzed the local drug situation. The organization hosted a month-long slate of activities during this month aimed at further educating Barbadians on the effects of using dangerous substances. Deputy Manager of the NCSA, Troy Wickham, says that on Wednesday, they will be sharing their latest findings collected through the Barbados Drug Information Network.
The holistic report where we receive information from the demand reduction sectors as well as the supply control sectors and give us an overall view of what's happening on the ground as it relates to substance use and abuse in Barbados. The last report has indicated us that there have been a slight shift in terms of increase in non-traditional substances being found on island as well as persons presenting themselves to treatment facilities, as well as the main drugs still remain prevalent in drugs such as marijuana, alcohol, and crack cocaine. And also we have seen basically a decrease in persons coming into contact with the criminal justice system as relates to marijuana-related offenses.
Deputy Manager of the National Council on Substance Abuse, Troy Wickham. St. Lucia has registered new cases of leprosy so far this year after recording 11 cases just last year. In a message to mark World Leprosy Day yesterday, the Ministry of Health and Wellness and Elderly Affairs said that leprosy is not an illness of the past, that it is still affecting millions of people worldwide. The ministry is urging St. Lucians to take a close look at themselves and their family members. They've told St. Lucians that if they see a light-colored spot with decreased sensation or feeling or get non-healing recurrent burns and ulcers to the hands and feet, they should seek health care. Three U.S. troops have been killed and 34 injured in a drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan near the Syria border. U.S. President Joe Biden says while facts are still being gathered, The attack was carried out by Iran-backed militant groups operating in Syria and Iraq. It is the first time U.S. soldiers have been killed by strikes in the region after Hamas's 7th of October attack on Israel. U.S. media reports the attack was on Tower 22 in northeast Jordan. It has sparked fears of an escalation in the conflict in the region. Recapping the headlines, online classes will continue for the Lodge School this week. More people are presenting to the island's homeless shelter with mental illnesses, a challenge for those working there. The probation department voices concern over an increased number of youth in the criminal justice system. St. Lucia has recorded over 10 cases of leprosy so far this year. And a drone attack has killed 3 U.S. service members near the Jordan-Syria border. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.